San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, but and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a... It's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight dinner. But let's turn to Scott here from Edge of Urban Farm. Is that your farm's name?
That's our farm's name. We're demonstrating how a very small farm can be very productive. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the solutions. I think the challenge that we face is that everything we do, humans are 85% or more water. All the food we eat is 80% plus water. As a farmer, I sell water in fancy packages. And we just have to learn how to live within our means and improve our ability to use the water we have. In certain parts of Hawaii, on the Big Island, people have cisterns. It's a very old-fashioned technology. They collect the rainwater off their roof to supply part of the water they use. Hmm. Here in California, in 50 years, I predict that every building will have a cistern off of its roof. If they want to have landscaping, they'll use water that they collect. In the LA Times today, they had an article about the marijuana growers in Northern California. They've been devastating the environment, and now they're beginning to work with the Regional Water Quality Control Board to reduce their devastation of the environment. And one of the things that they've told them is they want them to collect enough water each year to get them through the summer without having to draw water out of the creeks. That's the kind of thing that really makes sense. Our water challenge is a 200-year challenge in California. We're seeing right now, for example, taking out parts of lawns. So we have other alternatives, but agriculture still will require water. People will require water. And so we have to rethink how we're doing that. That's what we're doing on our farm.
That's
in this
great.
Last little rain, off of one section of our roof, we collected 600 gallons of water in an hour of rain.
Huh.
And we use that to water all of our landscape plants.
Well, you better get more of them. I think there's an El Nino. Is there an El Nino coming? They're supposedly coming this year.
We have a very good chance. I was just telling BJ, I'm also a conservation official. And so I work with this every day in my volunteer job as an elected official. Right now, we're in the midst of drought. But we're also looking at this El Nino could bring us rains like we just had in Texas to end their five-year drought in the area between Houston and Austin, where they had a huge amount of rain.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be prepared for the rain that's coming, and we should be collecting more of it in smaller areas rather than huge reservoirs, which we can't build any more of.
Let's hope there's a solution coming.